riding each other close, and it is Citation coming to the front. He's everything they said he was.
Native Dancer looks beaten to me. He's coming out like a whirlwind. It's Dark Star in front. Here's the finish. Dark Star!
Here comes Sproles Creek in the middle of the racetrack, and down the stretch they come. It's Gopher Jim digging in.
From the famed Twin Spires in Louisville, Kentucky, the Derby Station, 84 WHAS, proudly presents
the Kentucky Derby, wire to wire disease.
Derby Day 95. Direct from Churchill Downs, the 84 WHAS Derby team is assembled to bring you the fun and excitement, the spectacle and drama of the 121st running of the Kentucky Derby. And now, from our Churchill Downs Broadcast Center, your host, Wayne Perkey.
Boy, were we overdue. Finally, a Derby Day weather forecast worthy of the beautiful hats we'll see it here at Churchill Downs today. Well, forever we've said, the eyes of the world are on Louisville, Kentucky. And today it's true. We're going all over. We're going to the infield with Bob Dreese.
I was talking to a gentleman just a few minutes ago. He and some of his buddies came all the way from Clearwater, Florida for the Derby today. And I told him, I said, you know, there's so many people around here, Florida's a favorite place to go for vacation. He said, no big deal. He said, we'd much rather come to the Derby.
Paul Willman on the backside's been walking around looking for a chiropractor. Are you tight? What's wrong this morning, Paul?
Well, a little bit stiff, but always want to save the fee. And since my pick, picked by name, Jumron, uses a chiropractor, I'm going back there to see if he's still on duty.
Well, doctor, what do you think about the meaning of life?
The meaning of luck?
Life, Paul, life.
Well, let me tell you.
Stick with me on this.
Son had a dream. He said number three was going to win the Derby. I said post position or number. He said post position. And then last night he wakes me up to say, hey, I got it in the Oaks. Number three won. I said, you're a little day early, pal.
All right, let's go to the grandstand. Jay Norris, it didn't take you long to fit right in. I noticed this morning you picked yourself out an absolutely spectacular Derby hat.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Wayne. That there was a lot of tough decision making that went into this. Big hat, small hat, you know. But I figure since I'll be sticking microphones in people's faces, it's better that they can see the whites of my eyes. Pure and simple, Louisville, Kentucky is at its finest moment today, and I'm just proud to be a part of it.
Wayne, we must be living right in the bluegrass this year because God is smiling on us. We're going to have an absolutely perfect day, and I think lots of folks are looking for a perfect Kentucky Derby today.
Ken Jules.
Yes, sir.
Our Storm Team meteorologist, you are drawing kudos from everybody here. I mean, you have done such a wonderful job this entire week. We did get a little rain on the parade, but, you know, it didn't rain them out. And even Terry Miners didn't get absolutely soaking wet.
Now, these kudos, is that a good thing?
It's a good thing.
Because I remember as a kid, I used to get kudos shots, you know.
Did you really?
Yeah. Just...
And had your hair shaved.
Something like that.
One of the busiest and most popular, I must say, one of the most talented actors in Hollywood is Dennis Hopper. What are your extravagances?
I don't really have any right now. You know, I play golf. That's about it.
Bob Dreese has found some good party people, right, Bob?
Oh, you betcha. We're out here in the infield. We have a ride. We've got some folks from Ohio. Where's your cooler at?
Oh, we got it all stashed in our pockets.
And what do you plan on doing out in the infield? Are you going to be checking the guys out?
No. I have one waiting at home.
Oh, well, he's at home when the cat's away. You've heard how that goes.
The governor of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, the Honorable Brereton Jones, is on the line with us. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Wayne Perkey. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. The last time I saw you, you were being just a thoroughbred fan. Who's going to win the Derby?
Well, you know, they call it gambling for a very good reason. and the longer I think about it, the better chance I think Elkish has.
Here in Millionaire's Row, I come across a man, I mean no respect, who's a fixture at the Kentucky Derby. Comes here, gives of his own money to the Diabetes Association charity, Trish Barnstable Brown's party. John Goodman, who is an actor for all seasons for you. John, obviously, with the new growth of beard, you're training for a new part.
No, it's a fungus that won't go away, and we tried everything, soap and water.
I get the impression you like these yearly jaunts to Kentucky.
Yeah, they kind of show us a good time here. I've been overserved a couple times, but it's been fun.
Great to have you. Thanks.
Great to be back.
Derby Day on 84 WHAS. Jenny Reitz, the turf rider for the Courier-Journal. You really like Derby Week, don't you, Jenny?
Oh, it's just the best.
I mean, you love thoroughbred racing.
Right, and this is just everybody loves thoroughbred racing Derby Week.
You do, too.
Oh, it's the ultimate. It really is.
Somebody tells me that I guess it got to be a game. And somebody threw a frisbee at the cable cam as it came flying by, and it landed on the turf track. One of the horses stepped on it. Nobody's hurt, nobody injured, but they're concerned that something may get thrown onto the track.
Gee, imagine that, somebody in the infield acting like a doofus. The wildest area is always the third turn where the college kids gather. In fact, I just came out of there a few minutes ago to let my shirt dry, to get the liquor all off the left half of my shirt, where some guy's going, "Hey, man! Hey, man! Hey, man!" And finally, just to shut him up, you put your mic in his face, and he says, "I don't want anything. I just want to say, hey, man."
Inside the final furlong, and it is Ghostly Moves drawing clear with a lead. As it by two lengths, it's going to be close for second, but Ghostly Moves is going to win the first race. We come to the wire, and Ghostly Moves takes it by about two lengths.
Well, I tell you, I was touted by Carl Navziger on number six, Comstock Load, too. And
we just really appreciate you telling us that after the race, John.
Well, you know, I didn't do anything with it either, guys. So we're all sitting here with
that. That makes us not feel any better, buddy.
Well, I'm just proud that to know a man who would pick the winner in the first race in Mr. Paul Rogers.
Jake?
Yeah, I am here, Wayne, in the most unlikely of spots at Churchill Downs. Now, did you guys get to see the first race? No. Do you want to tell the crowd why?
Because we're in the ATM line.
You're in the ATM line, and I want to know, what kind of person does their banking at the track?
People from Boston.
Here I stand in Millionaire's Row with the nation's number one basketball coach, Rick Pitino. You're a super optimist for this season.
I'm very excited about this year. I think this is the year that Kentucky's going to win the national championship. I'm very upbeat, very hopeful.
Mr. Bob, you have Doug, I believe?
I've got Doug, and Doug's got the Babe Report for us. First of all, Doug, you must be a Limbaugh fan. You're smoking a big old stogie. Is that a Cuban?
I respectfully decline to answer that on my Fifth Amendment right.
Mossman has the lead with an eighth of a mile to go. Stacy's Bird holds second. Now driving into third is Grand Circus Park. It is Lost Pan with the lead by a half length as we come to the wire. Now has it by a length, and it is Lost Pan wins it by a length.
But I'm with Burt Bacharach, the famous songwriter.
If you keep coming back, we're going to have to make you an honorary citizen of Kentucky.
And West Virginia, because we're bringing West Virginia horses here, you know?
When you're on the backside, you never know who you're going to run into. And Paul Willman, the guy we ran into, it's not very difficult to recognize him from either seeing or hearing him.
No, you can see him from a distance, that's for sure, and hear him longer.
Because he's also got a shiny head, and that's the one and only basketball broadcaster, Dick Vitale. It doesn't take him long to tell you who's going to win the Derby. He's got a favorite.
The Talking Man. I mean, could there be anybody else I can go for? Talking Man fits me perfectly, baby.
Rosie Ogretta, who's got the lead and trying to challenge on the outside, is Western Dreamer. And now Western Dreamer comes on and goes by, and it's going to be Western Dreamer to take the WHAS stakes.
Already, as we've been talking about today, Wayne, there is definitely an international flair here at Derby 121. I'm in the paddock area right now, and I've been talking to some people, Atsuko Sagawa and her husband, Tatuya Sagawa, for the running of the Derby. What's your favorite?
Ski captain. Ski captain, number one.
Icy Warning gaining on the outside, but won't catch her. It's Bold Ruritana coming to the wire, and she wins it by about three lengths. Icy Warning second.
I think he's the type of horse that Mover could be truly said. He could almost count on him to take advantage of any chance that he has.
That's Bill Condren, one of the few people with a better percentage in the Derby than Nick Zito. Zito's 2-for-3. That's his trainer, Bill Condren, 2-for-2 in Kentucky Derbies. Gentlemen?
Tony Cruz has got some folks he's talking to over here. These people tell him to put their shirts on.
I was going to say, man, Cro-Magnon Man exists. We now know that the evolution theory is true.
Now Level Sands moved to the inside, but he's still holding second. Coming on the outside, Honor the Hero third. Gold Seeker Bud leading it as we come to the wire, and he's going to win it. It is Gold Seeker Bud takes it by 2.5 lengths.
And Tulips at 550. But look who I found roaming the downs. And that's Bellarmine coach Bob Valvano. Hello, coach.
Hey, Terry. I tell you, I feel like the country girl going to the big city for the first time. My first Derby. I mean, very excited. We only have two more payments on the mint julep we tried to buy when we came in.
미국의 경마 팬 여러분 안녕하십니까?
And he said, ladies and gentlemen,
which way to the men's room? I had too many mint juleps. Give me your pick, John.
All right, my pick in this race, Timber Country. I like Eltish second. Dazzling Falls, a long shot third.
Billy Reed.
Timber Country's suave prospect and the filly third.
All right, Kaywood Ledford.
I like Jumron, Timber Country, and suave prospect.
All right, Terry Miners.
We're in the broadcasting business. Talking Man!
And Van Vance.
All right, I'm going with Talking Man. Talking Man, Wayne.
What
Swap
about
Prospect, and then Wild Sin.
What about Paul Wilbon?
Well, I've only concentrated on one. That's the winner, Jum Ron. Write it down. We'll celebrate on the round table tomorrow night.
All right, I'm going with Talking Man and Swap Prospect, guys.
The least regarded of the three horse Wayne Lucas horses in the Derby wins the Kentucky Derby in 1995.